The call to action. This is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 13. We need to talk about the end of your episodes. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I hear the same mistake over and over again. The host finishes the interview, and then they start begging. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the show. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple. Share this with a friend. Follow me on Instagram. Join our Patreon and sign up for the newsletter. That was 6 different requests. Do you know what the listener does when you ask them to do 6 things? They do 0 things. This is a psychological concept called the paradox of choice. When the brain is presented with too many options, it freezes. It chooses the path of least resistance, which is closing the app and moving on. If you want your audience to actually take action, you need to follow the rule of 1. For every episode, pick 1 goal. Just 1. If you are launching a new course, the only thing you should ask for is, go to my website and buy the course. If you are trying to grow the show, the only thing you should ask for is, share this with 1 friend. Do not mention the newsletter. Do not mention the reviews. Just the 1 thing. And here is a pro tip. Move the call to action to the middle. If you wait until the very end of the episode to ask, half your audience is already gone. They stopped listening when they heard the goodbye music. Put your ask in the pre-mid role. About 40% of the way through the episode, take a break and say, hey, real quick, if you are enjoying this, please hit the follow button. Then get back to the content. It feels more natural and more people will hear it. Stop giving your listeners a laundry list of chores. Give them 1 clear direction and they might actually follow it. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about podcast trailers and why you need a 60-second elevator pitch. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.